Presley with Martin Besser. Jackrabbit FM cares. Good morning, Angels.
A special guest on the show this morning is Solly Mahlawule. He started out his career in the anti-poaching game ranging business, a dangerous game, back in 2011. This year in May, he was ambushed by poachers along with his colleagues. They were being shot at. He was shot and wounded, lost his leg. He's been fitted a prosthetic limb and is doing rehab to learn to walk again. In a way, I suppose he'll never be able to do the job in exactly the same way he's done it before. But the question is, how passionate are you about this kind of dangerous job? Would you want to keep doing it? And they are joining us in the studio live from Nelspruit and Bombela this morning. Solly is there, and also the guy that's walked this path with him. Been there right from the start of Solly's career, Stefan Broekman. Solly, I'm so sorry about this horrible ordeal. I mean, it's just absolutely horrible. I mean, you guys are trained to deal with situations like this, but I think nothing can really prepare you when you're in that situation, being shot at by the poachers, being shot and wounded, and you were there in the field, but over an hour waiting for help. Is that right?
Yes.
And tell me, what went through your head? You were lying there, you were wounded, you must be in pain, there's lots of blood. What goes through your head at that point?
Yes, like on that time I was focusing on my health, just because I've seen my life was in danger. And yes, I try a lot to stop the blood and everything there, just because I'm still alive. So, but it was not easy, just because I was very scared.
Of course you were.
Too much scared, yes. Mm. Just because I didn't expect what happened there.
And your colleagues, are they continuing doing this job?
Yes.
That is incredible. That is just so incredible. After all this, didn't you think for a moment, no, this is not for me. I'm changing jobs. I'm sorry. I'm out. Hey?
No.
No.
Yeah.
What? You wanna keep working in anti-poaching?
Yes.
Why?
I like to protect animals. I like the animals, in short.
Oh man.
Yeah.
You are just a hero. Absolute hero. Let me tell you that. Has anyone told you that?
Yes, my boss.
Well, he's amazing. He knows the value. Yeah. He knows what you're doing. And I hope the entire South Africa and all the visitors that come here to appreciate our animals and our nature and the wildlife, I hope they all know after this morning what incredible passion and dedication you guys have to put your bodies on the line to protect the wildlife. And even after you've been shot, wounded, lost a leg, you still want to continue doing this job. Have you ever heard of such dedication in your life, Felicity? I ask you.
It is honestly incredible and so inspiring. I have no words.
How are you going to do your job now? Because you can't do it exactly the same way, I guess, but you want to continue doing it. And this is where technology comes. Stefan, as ek reg?
Martin, dis heeltemal reg, ja. Soos wat die stropers hulle tegnieke en taktieke aanpas, so moet ons aan ons kant dit ook doen. En tegnologie is 'n besonderse groot hulpmiddel wat ons in hierdie geveg help. En veral met 'n ou so Solly wat sy uit gegroei van 'n veldwagter, van 'n soldaat basies, 'n troep op die grond, het hy gegroei na 'n projekbestuurder. So met sy eie span mense wat hy die hele operasie self hanteer.
Okay.
So sy belangrikheid en sy die waarvoor sy hom nodig het is vir sy ervaring en sy kop en dit wat tussen sy ore aangaan, weet. Sy en hy is as mens is hy die tipe persoon wat nog steeds voorloop en eerste die berge opklim en voorlê. So dit gaan sy werk baie baie moeilik maak, die feit dat hy nie noodwendig so mobiel is soos wat hy was nie. Maar ja, tegnologie is definitief 'n stukkie in die gereedskapskas wat ons dagliks gebruik.
Tell me about your family, Solly. Are you married?
Yes, I'm married.
We have kids.
Yes, two kids.
What did your wife say when you said I wanna keep doing anti-poaching work?
They continue giving me a motivation, just because I've explained them everything what happened and also my future. So yeah, they understand.
That's amazing support, hey?
Yeah.
Now, kudos to your wife and family.
Absolutely. You know what? It also just says so much about him and his family, that they understand the importance of looking after the animals. It's incredible.
I tell you what. That is so incredible. This technology that we're talking about, Stefan, is it reg? What kind of technology are we talking about here that you guys are employing, that you guys are using to fight this good fight?
Martin, so there's a whole range of technologies. One of the things that has become quite important in the last, I would say, 2-3 years, it's always been around, but it hasn't really fitted in with our type of operations. Due to a number of technical issues or technical challenges. But I mean, UAVs or drones has become something that's crucial.
It's so crucial. It's modern technology that we could use a lot more, a lot better. The rangers or the anti-poaching unit will be safer. That's a technology that is there to do an incredibly important job. A fight and a cause and a... It's something that's very close to my heart for many, many years now. And I just salute all of you guys and your families for doing this kind of job against all odds sometimes. And I appreciate the fact that you want to stay ahead of it by using drones. Maar is seker 'n manier ook, né? As it kom by tegnologie, I mean, to operate a drone, you need to be trained to do that. The drone itself is probably a couple of thousand rand.
Yeah.
You need to be licensed these days. You
need to be licensed and all that kind of thing. So it's all good having that technology, but we often hear what stands between us and using that technology is money, it's funds, it's resources.
That's correct.
So, Solly en jy, Stefan, daar, I want to introduce you to another special guest on the show this morning. The head of communications from Hensoldt SA. Goeiemôre, vir jou gaan dit?
Baie goeie, dankie jouself.
Baie, baie lekker en baie, baie dankie dat jy so is, Ferry Erasmus. Jy luister na die story. Amazing dedication, man. And we must enable this.
Absolutely. We cannot let Solly's future be taken from him by poachers. That would just be the saddest thing.
Oh, so well said. And how are we going to help him?
So, what we want to do is, Martin, we've actually, our journey with Solly and Stefan and the team goes back quite some time to when Hensoldt became their technology partner back in 2017, providing them with smart sensors to stand more of a chance because the odds were just completely against them. And since then, we've actually gotten used to sharing good news stories together, celebrating milestones. 5 years of no poaching on the farm where we started working together, 900 baby rhinos being born in safety, thanks to the work.
Fantastic.
Yes, thanks to the work being done by guys like Solly. But believe me, the plight of rhinos is still a catastrophe in South Africa, as you heard from Solly and Stefan now. But we have been able to make some difference. So that is why it really came as a shock to us to hear about the horrific event that nearly took his life. And as I mentioned, it was just unimaginable to us that it should end there, that poachers should take his future from him, from such a remarkable person that really still has so much to give and that wants to continue doing what he's doing amazingly. And so Hensoldt wanted to help. And Solly, we're a bunch of engineers, so of course our minds immediately went to technology to try and help. And we have a plan. We want to help you to build a new skill set and to provide you with the equipment so that you can return to your passion for wildlife and continue to earn an income as a ranger. So Solly, Hensoldt would like to sponsor firstly a drone pilot course for you so that you have that new skill set and to provide you with the advanced tactical drone, and believe me, not the kind you get in a toy store, that will give you the mobility to continue working with your team and protecting wildlife.
Yo, I can't believe.
And as I understand it, that is support well worth over 50,000 rand. Unimaginable, but it really, really is. Solly, how is that?
I'm running out of words.
I think it is contributing towards a brighter future for you. You want to stay in this job, and makes me so, so happy to hear that. And thank you to Hensel SA for investing. Man, that is the right place for an investment right there. Mm-hmm. To support a guy like Solly, who's clearly passionate and clearly dedicated to this job. That is amazing. So thank you for being angels. We really do appreciate it. So you're going to become licensed, and you are going to be, and it's fun, all this is going towards a drone, right?
Yes, absolutely.
How much? I mean, that is, it's probably expensive.
Yes, the drone course itself is to the value of around 29,000 rand. And then the advanced drone that would be necessary for the operations that Solly are involved in would be in the order of 25,000 rand.
Wow.
That's a whole lot, but it's in the right hands, I can tell you that. Yeah. And Solly, I want to make sure that you have the resources and the funds as well to get to the training, because now I imagine it includes traveling and everything else. So from the Good Morning Angels Fund, I'd like to offer you another 50,000 rand.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I haven't expected this. I can't say a lot of things. You are... It's unexpected to me. Thank you very much. I'm happy.
You don't need to say anything, Solly. You just need to look after yourself and your beautiful family and the beautiful wildlife that makes us famous. The animals don't have a voice to say anything either. Let me tell you something, but I can imagine that they just want to thank you for the thankless dedication and passion. Well done.
Thank you.
All right, Stefan, dankie dat jy ons daar gejoin het daar in die ateljee en om Bambella volgend ook. En hou aan doen wat julle doen. Ons salueer julle, ons sien julle nie altyd nie. Ons weet julle is daar. Baie baie dankie. Good job julle, hoor.
Martin, baie baie dankie en dankie vir Angels South Africa. Nogmaals vir julle goeie bedoelinge en dit is moeilik om nou as julle nie so saam met ons sit nie, maar hierdie ou langs my is emotionele wrak op hierdie stad. So, dit is lekker om te sien en baie dankie vir dit.
Cool guys, baie dankie Hensalt. Dankie Solly, liefde vir jou familie.
Thank you.
Fly that drone, my friend. Catch them, stop it. Good job, angels, good job.
1, 2, 3. Let's be crazy. Let's be kind. You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.